Guess what, guys?
We're not doctors.
No, we are not.
If you're going to be making any major medical decisions, please consult your doctor.
Yes, and that includes diets, exercise, medications, and surgery.
We love you guys.
And we want you to be in our OSLP family forever.
So be careful
and consult your doctors.
Welcome back, OSLP family. Yeah. Welcome, welcome.
You are listening to Our Sleeve Life podcast, and this is Kelly.
This is Mel.
And we are talking groceries today.
Groceries. All about them groceries.
Yes.
Because it's holiday time. We literally, this is coming out the day before Christmas. So happy Christmas Eve to those that celebrate. And lots of shopping has been done.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Lots. We talked yesterday and you were in Target and you said it was gnarly.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's definitely been a little bit. It's interesting because like the malls are empty.
Mm.
Even the ones that still have stores. But like Target, Marshalls, Home Goods, all of that is just a freaking madhouse. And there's like, it's all picked over.
Oh, I'm sure.
At this point. Yeah, I would hope. I mean, I just talked to my mom and she's just finishing her shopping.
So. Yeah. Well, and I went through all of my stuff yesterday and I was like, shit, I need two things. But they are not at a regular store. So it's super easy.
What'd you need?
I need two packs of joints.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, because I have two friends that I'm going to put it in their stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Just a little topping on top.
A little topping.
Yeah. Just a little stone topping.
Yes. Yes. And I think the number one thing I would think for, well, let's start with, I want to put this out there and I know we've talked about it in the past, but I do want to put it out there again because our diets are so protein focused. And in the beginning it is protein shakes.
Yep.
That is a big piece of going through a bariatric journey. Is that when you go to like GNC and buy your protein, if you take it home and you don't like it,
yeah,
you can return it.
Yes.
So don't think you can use like half the tub and then return it.
I was going to say, yeah, don't try to almost finish and be like, you know, yeah, I really didn't like this one. No,
yeah.
It needs to be about the one or the first or the second time.
Yeah. So you can go and you can swap it out for a different flavor, different brand. Like, and I think that's one of the best things that they have.
I love it. Yeah. Because back in like 9 years ago when Mel got surgery,
yeah,
that was not the case.
Well, did you ask?
No.
So
it could have been. It could have been 9 years ago.
It might have been.
I just remember being sad when shit tasted gross and being like, I just wasted all that money.
Yeah.
Especially in the Isopure. Remember that back in the day in the Isopure drinks? Mm-hmm. Like I try to just fuck it and stomach them. And they're not good.
Yeah. They're
not that good. I mean, they might be better now.
They have their time and place. They work for what you need them for. Right? Especially like liquid, like straight, like liquid diet.
Yeah.
When you're doing, clear liquid.
Clear liquid.
That works very well. And I had to drink those when I was like heading into surgery. Because I'm trying to remember if I had to do clear liquid after surgery. And I don't think I did. I think it was just straight up like right into protein shakes.
Mine, well, I mean, they just said liquid. So yeah, any protein, any water.
Yeah.
Any of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I used it a lot after. That was the big deal. That first month I was like, give me anything that I can.
Yeah. And it's hard because some, like the only savory is broth.
Yep.
But if you're going to put protein in it, you have to make sure that you temper it.
And if you don't, like Melanie, it gets real gross.
It gets clumpy and nasty. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't do that.
Even Eric tried to temper it, and like he's like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I don't understand. And I was like, I don't know. That's it's just what they told you. That's what they told us to do.
Yeah.
So he eventually, I think, figured it out because I finally had, because it was unflavored protein, and it was in my applesauce.
Oh, that's easy because it's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can add it to anything cold. So like, you want to amp up your cottage cheese more than cottage cheese already has. You can add the unflavored in. But I really love that you can go in, you can try what you want. And then I just wish that all companies would do samples.
I know. Like, I don't know why they don't.
Literally have like a tub of protein and then have some samples down below.
Yeah.
So that you can try it and then you're not having to like go back and forth.
I wonder if it's a scheme.
it's probably a scheme. Because if you think about it, how many times do you have to return something and you don't return it?
Oh, shit ton.
Yeah.
All the time.
So then they still get your money.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it kind of makes sense. But
yeah,
we've been taste testing for you and we're trying to tell you certain stuff that's good and bad for sure.
Yes. We need to do another protein shake one.
I think so.
Because I bet there's so many flavors that we haven't tried.
I know. And March is coming because we could do a March Madness.
We could do a March Madness on protein shakes.
Yeah. Yes. We've done that before on bars and that was amazing.
That was really fun. My stomach hurt.
Yes. Our tummies every time after a live. And
it doesn't matter how little bites you take.
Nope.
It's still, it just.
Not at all.
It's the alcohol, sugar alcohols.
It is. I always poop fine afterwards.
Well, yeah, that's what sugar alcohols does.
By the way, guys, if you don't know and you're new to the journey, mm-hmm. sugar alcohols, check it on the labels. We have learned the hard way. If you ever have problems pooping, definitely eat something that has lots of sugar alcohols.
Yeah.
Because it will clear you.
It will clear you.
You're going to be gassy.
Yeah.
As well. So be prepared for that.
Yes. So I think one of the top things is like, let's do, you can return it if you don't like it.
Correct. Oh, and I wanted to say we have a GNC link in our link tree.
Oh, we do.
We are actually sponsored by them. There's just no code.
Yeah.
So if you would like to use the link, just go to our link tree.
Yep. So I think the next thing is like grocery shopping as a bariatric patient is very difficult because there are some days where you're in a brain fog mm-hmm. because you haven't had enough protein or you're just not feeling that day.
Yep.
And I think the biggest thing is make a list.
Yes. You have to make a list because I've definitely gone in. And then I'm just standing in random aisles.
Yeah.
And not knowing what I should buy.
Yeah.
Because I'm like fighting the old Mel wanting to grab all these other things. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, no. But then I forget what I was supposed to buy.
Well, and it's hard to like plan meals when you're in the grocery store. Yeah. Like it's nice to be able to walk in with your list. Mm-hmm. And then it doesn't matter if it sounds good or not. In the moment, you're still going to grab what's on the list because you already have a plan going.
Oh, yeah. Like, I will get everything on the list. Even if I have to walk back and forth, I will do it. So
Mel is interesting when you go grocery shopping with her.
I know.
Because she literally leaves the cart in the middle of an aisle. Not in the middle of an aisle, but like.
At the end of an aisle.
Random places.
Yeah, like basically I go by the cap area of an aisle and then I'm like, do I need anything down there? And then if I do, I just leave the cart there.
Yes.
And then I go down. It's because I can weasel through a bunch of people.
Yeah.
And so I don't have to do like push the cart through a bunch of people.
Oh, I get the
The reasoning. And that actually started after surgery too. I think I got way more anxious around people after surgery.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to be touching you. I don't want to be. And then I'm at my patients.
Yeah.
Around people was like, is not the best sometimes. So I'm like, yep, I got to just do, do, do.
It's weird for me because I want to push the cart. Like I lean on the front of the cart and I just walk and then I go to where I need to go. Unless, you know, it's like one of those like quick in and out.
Right. Yeah.
Type of things. Yeah. But for the most part, I like to like have my cart.
Yeah. You're a mosier.
I am a mosier when it comes to shopping,
but
I would say like it happened to me the other day. I went into Winco and I could not for the life of me think of anything that I wanted or needed.
Oh, don't you hate that?
And I was just
like, you need something.
I know I need stuff. My fridge is empty.
Yeah.
And I knew I needed French toast stuff for Christmas morning with the girl or Christmas Eve morning with the girls. And that was about it.
You're like,
oh, and Uncrustables. Uncrustables. I was out of my Uncrustables and I knew that. But other than that, I was like, I know I need shit.
Yeah.
I know I need it. Like, I don't know. Fuck? Yeah. It's like completely just poop out of my brain. But if I had made a list of like, okay, this is the week, this is what you're making. And I like had made taco soup like 3 weeks in a row. So I was like, I don't want to do that. So. I would just say definitely make a list.
It really start there. If you can't do anything, at least do that.
Make a list. Yes.
Make a list. That's number one.
And it's like that planning stage too.
It is.
Like the better you plan, the better your whole journey will go.
It's very true. Like, and I know that it's annoying because people are like, oh, I don't want to have to do all that stuff. But it's so much easier on the back end.
It is. It really, really is.
And if you listen to the podcast enough, you will hear me say randomly like, oh, I'm thinking past Mel. Yeah. Super excited about past Mel. She looked out for future Mel. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what's kind of cool is like you can actually you congratulate yourself as you do this mm-hmm. because it's not easy. Mm-mm. Me and Kelly have been on this journey for a very long time and yeah. we still have problems. We still question ourselves. We still go to stores with no lists. Yeah. So we're definitely wanting you guys to be more successful. And a list is great. My next one would be, and now if you are anxious like me and sometimes just don't want to go to the store.
Yes.
Is do the online shopping mm-hmm. because it also helps with you not buying any extras.
Yes.
And you can really pinpoint, okay, Monday is, I don't know, meatloaf night. So yeah. now I'm going to make sure I have everything for that.
Yeah.
And you can just check off each meal slowly mm-hmm. so then you don't miss anything.
Well, and it's nice because a lot of people do the pickup.
Yeah, the pickup orders.
Yep. So you can order all your stuff, yep. like let's just say Walmart because it's pretty much everywhere. You do all of your shopping, like you're saying, mm-hmm. and then you just drive up and pick it up.
I love that.
I have not done it.
Really?
Mm-mm. Huh. Nope. I want to go in and look.
Okay.
But I need to... Yeah,
I've done the pickup.
I should do it.
I like the pickup. I got all into that when COVID hit.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, like everybody was doing the pickup orders mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, I know Fred Meyer does it too mm-hmm. and Safeway.
Yeah, I actually have done Fred Meyer. I got confused because like where they have the pickup section.
Mm-hmm. It's weird.
We love ProCare. You guys know this. And guess what? They have a brand new product out and it tastes like an orange Tic Tac.
That's right. I have got it in my hot little hands right now. It's their easy to swallow tablet in citrus grove. And both of us have fully switched over to it.
We had to because it's easy to swallow, doesn't stick, and it has 45 milligrams of iron. And we both need that.
Yes, we do. So go to procarenow.com to take care of all your bariatric body needs. And our code is the only one that gets you a full 15% off. So use code OSLP at checkout.
Are you feeling a little sluggish? Little lack of protein? Little lack of caffeine? Well, we got the fix for that.
That's right. Dive Bar Nutrition has the best protein bars. They have caffeine, protein, and they taste delicious.
So head on over to divebarnutrition.com and use code OSLP at checkout.
I went like behind the whole building.
Yes.
So I was like, what the fuck? It's real weird. But I love it. And you can even I did wine once with it.
Yeah. So we did that together.
Yeah.
That
one. So I'm like, they just card you. And yeah. That's it. So,
yep. I think it's great to like do. I'm glad you said the pickup because you might be like low on energy because, again, lack of protein.
Yep.
And
or just the flu like I had last week
or yeah. the flu like Mel had last week. And you just don't have the energy to go in and walk around a store. Mm-mm. And this way you can be more like, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you're still trying to get past like the things that you used to eat. Mm-hmm. And so if you see it on the screen, it's easier to make decisions.
It is. It's easier to swipe away. Yep. Oh, I don't need those cookies. Yep. I don't need my cereal that I used to always buy. Yeah. You know, like things will just flow by you. Mm-hmm. But I know for me in a store, I might stop and stare at it. Kind of have some thoughts.
Stop and stare.
Kind of look at it. Think about it. Creeper. And I do. And I try to like
you're
figure
cereal
out.
Cereal creeper.
I'm like, when can I have it? Like, yeah. Sometimes I'm like, okay, will I even be home to have this? Because I know I want it maybe mm-hmm. one time this week.
Yeah.
So, and I'll stare it down.
Well, and I think it's good because when you're in the app, you actually literally have to search for things.
You do. Yeah.
So it's not like walking through a store where you're like trying to get to the steak mm-hmm. and you're walking by the cereal aisle because, mm-hmm. you know,
it's right near it.
It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Safeway, I can picture it. The whole cereal aisle. And then when you go off of it, there's the meat.
Their meat aisle, I have to say this, it sucks at that one.
The one downtown. Oh, it's horrible.
It's awful. They yeah. have nothing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And I'm like, I would rather drive out to Kaiser or to Lancaster because it literally
the
has
meat's
nothing.
So much better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So if you're in the app, you're not going to be as likely to get unwanted things.
Yes.
As you would
agreed.
With going into the store.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What would be your next one?
I think my next one is like, make sure that you're breaking it down on like, what are things that you will actually eat?
Yes. Not things that you're like, oh, I should eat.
Yeah. What are things that you'll actually eat? Because I can't tell you how many times I buy cottage cheese and it goes to waste because my intentions are clear.
Yep.
But then I don't go
the action part.
Yeah.
Oh, I've thrown away a lot of cottage cheese.
Right?
Yep.
That's like, the one. I feel like cottage cheese and yogurt.
Those yeah, I just stopped buying yogurt all of this year because I was like, yeah, I'll have that for like a snack or, oh, I'm going to finally make myself a protein shake.
That didn't happen.
That didn't happen at all. Nope. So I've thrown away probably three tubs of the no-fat Greek yogurt.
Oh.
Like, because I really had a plan and nope. So, yeah.
Yeah. What really will you actually eat?
Yes. And like, it's funny because, like, when I've done that, it's so little. It's like, get me a few cans of chicken. I need some mayonnaise. I need some bagel seasoning. I need a few eggs and some toast. Like, it's actually, if you break it down, it's actually not a lot.
It's not a lot that, like, I, like, if you think of other than, like, dinners, right? It's very basic. Yep. We're very basic when we eat lunches.
And I'm cool with that.
Right. It's like sandwiches or we do the chicken salad. I like egg salad or tuna also. And I always have those.
Yeah. They're always always in our fridges or cupboards.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very like minimal that you'll actually eat. You don't have to get, I'll use a Disney reference. You don't have to get all fancy with the spices.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't. Mm-mm. You can literally just have, like, if you enjoy eating one thing, just have that one thing. You don't have to make a different thing for every day.
You don't. And I'm happy that you said that because I you know me, I'm a creature of habit. I don't mind eating the same thing.
Yes.
But I lived with someone that would literally make fun of me or talk about it all the time about how I don't change what I eat.
Yeah, but there's nothing wrong and with that.
They made me, but Eric made me feel like I was like, maybe just like I was stupid or dumb for not having a variety. And it's like, I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care.
But like, he also never had surgery. So he doesn't know how it feels to like put all this work into a lunch and you eat three bites and you're like, I'm full.
Right. And you're literally only getting mouth pleasure for three bites. And you're like, that hour worth of work was not worth the three bites.
It's not worth it.
It's not.
That's how I view ordering food now.
Yeah.
I used to order like dinners randomly to get delivered. And literally I'll look at it and I'm like, three bites, Kelly. Max six.
Right. Yeah.
Like
depending on the day.
Maximum six bites. What is the it's not worth it to spend $25 to get one meal delivered because it's fucking expensive.
Yep.
Then I'm going to enjoy it for six bites.
It's not.
Like now if I'm like in a flare, sick, something like that, I can justify it.
Oh yeah, 100%.
But when I'm home and I'm like, I'm just busy.
It's like, no, just make something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you don't want to make something, like just do something like the chicken salad or whatever.
Well, and what I like right now, what I'm doing with Katie, and it's worked this week because like I have been sick. So like she has a whole thing that she made for me. Like, so you guys could do this at home. So she made a whole thing of taco meat, and I have a whole Tupperware of that. And then I had her do a thing of breakfast sausage. So what I've been doing is we'll just put on a pot of rice in the morning. So then like now that pot of rice is good for 2 days. And I've just been having that with my rice. I'm just doing a whole section of meat in with the rice. And then I just eat it up.
That's interesting.
Right? And it tastes great.
I don't think I would ever say I want sausage with rice.
It's great, actually.
And that's it.
Even if you throw some soy sauce in there.
Huh.
It's wild. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I actually got that one from Aunt Nini. Because she did sausage, rice, and egg.
Yes.
And then she threw some soy sauce on top.
Okay.
And mixed it.
Because it's like a Moco Loco.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So it's like a smaller version of that. So I'm like, yeah, let's do it.
There you go.
And so I've been getting my protein. And that's really what's been saving me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
With being sick, guys, it's so hard to get food down. Yeah. And then you're scared to eat. I'm like, right now, I'm still scared to put stuff in my mouth. I'm too scared I'm going to puke.
That's what she said.
Yeah, even that stuff. I don't want it there.
Oh, Lord. I mean, I did. I think that it's good to figure out like easy workarounds mm-hmm. that number one, it's easy to go into the grocery store for because yeah. you're literally getting ground beef,
right,
and sausage, breakfast sausage, rice, and maybe some eggs.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap. One, food.
Yeah.
Two, can last a few days, especially yeah. with our bariatric tummies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like if you guys can find something simple that you like and just mm-hmm. repeat it, just do that.
Well, and that's why I was doing the taco soup over and over mm-hmm. because it was like I made one whole pot of soup and it definitely got me all through the week. Yep. And that's like lunch, dinner, like I was eating it all the time. I give a little bit to Mel.
Yep.
I gave a little bit to basically she's my sister-in-law. And it's just easy. Mm-hmm. It's one pot. I cook it all day on Sunday. Good until the next Sunday in my eyes.
I've eaten it.
Yeah, you just reheat it in the microwave and it reheats very well.
When I realized I actually like chili.
Yeah.
Like, because like yours is a more bean-based chili.
It is. It's more of a chili than a soup.
A soup. And yeah. then Aunt Nini just made some chili and I was like, all right.
Yeah, chili's good.
Chili's good. And I forgot how good it was. And I know it has like a lot of fiber and people are going to be like, there's a lot of carbs in it because of that. Blah, blah, blah.
I don't care. But
I don't care. And also we put meat in it. So there is protein. Mm-hmm. You can also, which I wish I knew this back then and I didn't even think of it about back then, but the unflavored protein, you can actually just sprinkle it in.
Yeah. Just make sure that it's not too hot. Again, yeah. temper it a little bit.
Yep.
Before you do that, because you don't want it to clump and then ruin your
whole meal. But yeah. yes, temper it, make it fit. And then now you've just made some meal go from like 15 grams of protein mm-hmm. to now 35 grams of protein.
Yes.
And that's a hell of a difference.
It is. And beans are really good for you.
They really are.
They hold a lot of nutrients in them. So they're, yeah, I like them.
I love beans. So. And I think that like we should just find little ways to help ourselves that's more whole food because as you get further out, your body, because we had so much like protein powders and protein bars, like you start going away from that mm-hmm. as you get older into your journey.
Yep.
So the more stuff that you guys can handle whole foods, I say mm-hmm. do that and then supplement.
Yeah.
You know, don't do supplements first and then whole food. I would like to reverse it where like I typically now I'm having my protein shake in the afternoon and I'm actually having a solid item in the morning.
In the morning. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So that way it really helps my tummy.
So what is the one thing that you do not leave the grocery store without?
Without?
Like what is one thing that you have to have in your kitchen at all times?
Well, there's a few things.
Well, I mean, name a few things then.
Well, typically there's always like the basics are eggs, mm-hmm. cheese, and Fairlife.
Fairlife's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those three items, like, I can live on.
Yeah.
And those are, like, just a must. Those are just staples at the house. Yeah. I would throw butter in there, but that's just because I'm Melanie.
Do love your butter.
I love my butter.
I would say canned chicken.
Ooh.
I don't leave the store without having, like, making sure that I have canned chicken
mm-hmm.
at all times.
That's
because
fair.
Because it's such an quick and easy source of protein.
It is.
And I like doing the, what's the name of those chips?
Oh, yeah, you had them last time.
Yeah.
And they were like bagel chips?
No.
They were like thin chips of some sort?
Yeah, now I gotta look at it.
This just reminded me, remember when we were on, you guys know that we know the Sleep Dietitian. And I remember when she was on a lot, and we started eating chicken. I was like, I asked her, I was like, is there anything wrong with me eating canned chicken every day? And she's like, no, why would there be? And I was like, I don't know. Just like, I'm just having it every day. I just want to make sure I'm not getting like poisoned by anything.
Oh my God. You are so funny. Crunchmaster.
There we go.
That's
Crunchmaster.
Yeah. And they had them at Costco and it was like a sour cream and onion or something like that mm-hmm. flavor. And that was really good. I definitely ate a crap ton of those. I did find white cheddar ones last time. So I'm going to try those out. We did have the pimento ones.
Yeah, the pimento was good.
Where were we? Florida.
Florida.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
Actually, I should
say. That was like the first time I've ever tried pimento. And I was like,
so good.
I was like, oh, fancy, huh? Fancy.
I like it.
Pimento
crackers. I'm going to see if Amazon has them.
There you go.
Because I've not seen them here at all.
Mm-mm. And I was going to say, while you're looking at that, like, so like we're canned chicken people. And she even said like she likes tuna. Mm-hmm. I say if you can find some sort of item like that, whether it's tuna or chicken or I don't know if beef, if there's anything like that for beef, but anything that's like packaged like that.
Yeah.
That you can have at home. So you can literally go, okay, I'm having a fuck day. But at least I know I got 25 grams of protein over there that I can eat.
Yeah.
Like 100%. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel like less stressed and I feel more comfortable knowing, okay, there's something in there at least if this day goes awry.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
Like if plans fall through and meetings get pushed and now I'm puking, like it's nice to know that, okay, you don't have to worry. There is shit in there. Once you can get to it, there's food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do not have pimento cheese and I'm highly disappointed in Crunchmaster right now.
What the hell?
They have the avocado ones, but I don't really want the avocado ones. I want the pimento cheese because it was freaking bomb.
It was
so bomb. I'm very sad.
You're gonna have to find those.
I haven't seen. I've looked everywhere.
Where were we in Florida? Was it just at that store?
It was at, what is the name of those grocery stores?
It wasn't the Wawa.
No.
It was the Publix.
Was it a Publix?
Yeah. It was Publix.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Publix. Which is like a Safeway.
Yeah. You would think that they but would be a Safeway. No.
But it's not.
It's not. So Publix. Very saddened by
that. Send it over to the West Coast.
Yes. I need it on the West Coast. So I think canned chicken, yes, is a must for me. And then I'm trying to think something else that's easy for me to eat that like I don't leave the grocery store without getting. I would say like maybe some type of meat. So whether that be chicken or ground beef or ground sausage or something.
Even deli.
Deli meat.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped buying deli meat because it's like sliced cheese. And we saw how well that worked out the other day.
Guys. Okay.
I had like 6 packages.
It was so funny because it's Monday night. We do our lives. Sometimes we cook. Sometimes we don't. Most of the time we cook. But we were like, oh, we need cheese for this. Mm-hmm. And so Kelly's going through her drawers.
There was like 6 packages. They were all moldy. Because I just don't reach for it enough.
No.
And so it's one of those things where I'm like, I don't need to buy it. I don't actually eat it. Unless it's for a specific reason, I'm not buying sliced cheese, like, at all.
So funny.
It's horrible.
So funny.
Well, and being a single person, it's just me.
Right.
Nobody else is eating shit in my house.
No, and only when I come over, but that's Mondays.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah. So I don't really like I've stopped buying deli meat, deli cheese, that type of stuff, unless there's a specific reason that I'm
right. Because sometimes I'm just like, I want a fucking ham sandwich.
Yeah.
You know, you just get in those moods where I'm like, I want meat and I want like layers of meat with some cheese and mayonnaise and lettuce and tomato.
So funny. Ew.
It's because I still want a really bomb ass sandwich and I still really haven't had one.
What do you mean?
Well, because remember when we were in St. Louis, I was like thinking about a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then literally, guys, we get home Saturday night and then I'm home Sunday. We do our Monday Night Live and then I'm out. Like I'm just started puking that night.
So you haven't gotten your bomb sandwich yet.
I haven't got my bomb ass sandwich.
Yeah.
Gonna have to go look for one.
I'm just not a big sandwich person, I guess. I thought I was.
I remember I am because I used to get mad when I can't like in the first year or two when I couldn't have a sandwich. I was so fucking angry. And it's not okay, guys. That was also my own rule. Let me preface this. I had a rule that I was not going to touch bread for at least 2 years. It was like,
but you did it, didn't you?
I had, I finally did though. Like, but it was like almost into like at the end of the 2 year mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and it was a sandwich.
Well, that'll do it.
It was a Safeway sandwich. So good.
Safeway sandwiches are good.
They're so good.
They're good. They're not my favorite. Oh, I think that's what it is. I'm just not a sandwich person. Mm-mm. Because even at Subway, like, just give me some meatballs in a cup and I'm happy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need all, like, and I love bread. Don't get me wrong. She does. I do love bread.
I've seen this girl go down.
Don't want a sandwich.
No. Like, yeah, I'm loving me a sandwich.
I did make our breakfast sandwich the other day, the next morning.
Oh, did you?
It was really good.
Yeah.
No. The next day, I made breakfast for dinner. And then the next morning, I made another. I made the sandwich.
I love it.
Because it was just like, it was good and it was easy and I didn't have to think about it. And
I want those breads again. Like those, that round bread that you had.
Yeah, it's sourdough.
It was perfect. I was like, oh, this is like an easy fucking, like it's small. It was a small size. It fits in your fucking palm.
I
was like, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw those and I was going to make them for avocado toast with my mom and Katie on Thanksgiving.
Oh, there you go.
And I was like, oh, those are just so much more simple.
They are. And like, you can layer it. Yep. Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're really good.
Where'd you get that bread?
Probably Winco.
Huh.
Yeah.
Looks it's like Melanie might make a sandwich on that.
I think it's like the Seattle Baking Company or something like that.
You have to look when you get home.
Yeah, it's just sourdough bread, but it's in a round.
It was the round part that I like. Like, it could have just been regular white bread. I wouldn't have cared. I just like the fact, like, when it's toasted.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
Sorry, guys. I'm just like going off.
Apparently,
on
she's
over here.
Hungry.
I'm hungry.
Okay. It's okay. So, keep going. The other thing I like is having a set grocery list.
Okay.
That's just has all your basics on it. And that's what you go off every week.
Yep.
And then you add what you want for like dinners. So, if you want to keep the same dinners as the week prior, you just use the same list, but have like the top be, you know, Fairlife milk, eggs. I like string cheese. That's or not string cheese, just cheese sticks.
Yeah.
There's these ones at Winco, which is our local store, and they're Gouda and white cheddar. No, Havarti and Gouda. I love them.
I eat them. I don't know what they
are. Yeah. And so that's another thing. I don't leave the grocery store without those.
Is that?
Because they're easy.
They are easy. I think you're right, though. There has to be like a staple of what you're going to always have. And I would add, like, I've incorporated like the Fairlife protein shakes. So like, I need to have those on hand, whether I go to the store and get them or I order them. Like, you just have to have certain things on hand.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to go back to when we talked to Mabel. You have to do a reflection, even if this is just for a grocery list. Like, if you can just reflect on what and be true to yourself, what you really will eat, what you're not going to eat. And if you have a family, incorporate the family and how this is going to work, because I've learned your journey goes better when your family's on board. If they're not on board, it can still go well. It's just harder. It just really is. Like, and trying to prepare different meals, like three different meals, four different meals.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't know how you guys do that. More power to you. I've always been in a household, though, like there's one meal.
Yeah. And I'm not going to make five different meals.
You know, like, we didn't have money to make any kind of different organization. You either just didn't put certain things on your plate or you just put everything on your plate. So, and that's kind of how it still is true to this day. So it's like, okay, me and Aunt Nini will talk about like what dinners are happening this week, because she cooks every other day. And so she's like, okay, I won't make pasta when you're here. So like, she knows that when I'm on traveling, she makes all the pasta.
Yeah.
She makes all sorts of different pasta because I just don't eat it.
Yeah.
She makes spaghetti, but she makes meatballs. She doesn't do a meat sauce. Like, Eric would do a meat sauce. So now what's nice is I can literally pick three or four meatballs, good to go.
Yeah.
So it's like, you really need to coordinate, I would say, one with yourself. And then if you have roommates or family that lives with you, now coordinate with them.
Yeah.
Because it needs to kind of be like a whole household thing, not just Kelly's doing it. That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody still bring in your Burger King and your pizzas. And, you know, like, I think everybody should be respectful of each other. And I know, like, by living with a lot of people, it can be hard. So and communication is hard for people. So have a house meeting. That's what I do. I'm like, I'm calling a house meeting. We're doing this tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then everyone's worried. They're like, what did I do?
And you're like, something's wrong. Just need to build the grocery
list. And I'm like, guys, actually, it's just about food. So
yeah,
don't worry.
Well, and kids actually like being a part of that.
They love it.
So if you have smaller kids, like, or even like, you know, preteen, because let's face it, after teenager years, they don't want to talk to you anyways. But you can bring them in and be like, okay, can you check and see if we have this?
Yep.
and send them to, or what would you like to get at the grocery store? That makes a huge difference. Yep. And then, you know, we've talked about in the past, like in court, like having them help you cook dinners is also really good because then they can see what type of foods you guys eat. I think bringing the kiddos in on that stuff is awesome.
Hands on, man. Mm-hmm. I know I would have loved that as a kid. And I would have loved to have been a part of those decision making like sessions, even if it wasn't like Dylan said this to me before, because I always make him like talk to me before I make some decisions. And he's like, why do you even ask? It doesn't matter. And I go, I'm asking because it does matter.
Yeah. I want your opinion.
I want your opinion.
Yeah.
And I wish I had that when I was his age. And I also wish that like if I had someone that we sat down and talked about food like that and then like, hey, go check on these things, then in my adulthood, I would assume that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would just slowly procreate as we get older to people around us and our family and friends. So it's like one, it's funny that one table conversation can lead to a whole slew of positive decisions going forward for you and maybe 5 to 10 other people.
Yeah.
Or more, depending on how big your family is.
Yeah.
So it's like, guys, communication's hard sometimes, but I say call a family meeting once a month about food.
Yeah.
I think that would be great.
I mean, get everybody on board. Be a weekly thing, honestly.
A weekly thing, yeah.
Yeah, to where when you're building the grocery list, it's not just about you building it.
Yeah.
It's about your family building it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And what logically, like, what will you eat? What will your partner eat? What will your kids eat? Okay, well, maybe we don't buy, you know, chips, but I'll get you this thing instead.
Right.
Like, that's a little bit of a healthier. And you can splurge once in a while. Like,
yeah.
And show them that it's like a once in a while thing. Like, hey, we haven't bought Oreos in a little while. Let's get Oreos and like watch a movie and, you know, things like that. Make it an event.
Yes. That's what we definitely have learned with Mabel too. Make it an event. Yes.
Yep.
Get a whole thing.
Yeah. Because we talked to Jeannie about it too.
Mm-hmm.
About making it an event instead of just like sitting down on your couch and like grubbing down on some Oreos. Like, make it an event. Go out, you know, take them in the car and drive through the lights and eat some Oreos. And like that becomes a tradition that you do every year. And it's just making things not seem so bad versus good.
Yeah, like daunting. It should be good. Like we need to stop putting all this hate on food because food's not bad for us.
No, we're meant to eat.
Yes. And we want you to eat.
Yes.
Like, you do not know how many dietitians and therapists we talk to. And they're like, if we could just get some of these people to eat.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us get too scared to eat. Or like Kelly with the potatoes, me not having bread for 2 years. Like there was like, you know, we had these certain strict rules for
ourselves. Well, these fears that if we ate this, it was going, all our weight was going to come.
Yeah. Out. Like if I had one breadstick, I was going to gain 300 pounds.
Exactly.
Like it's so much interesting how we put so much weight into food.
Yes.
And not realize like we're giving it so much power.
Yeah.
Over us. And I understand it. We're addicts. Like me and Kelly identify as food addicts.
Yes.
You do not have to.
Yeah. No.
You do whatever you feel is right for you. But I feel that compulsion. And now being on a GLP-1 and not having the compulsion all the time, like I still have it.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it. I feel it every once in a while.
It's there.
It's there. But it's not as bad. And I don't feel like I'm losing my mind over fucking food. Like that, I did not know how much time I was wasting on thinking about food until it's gone.
Yeah.
And it's hours, guys. It's like hours.
Yeah.
That I've gained back every day.
Yeah.
Not having to worry about food.
100%.
It's fucking nuts.
I'd agree.
So if you can even get on one and you qualify, get it, do it, do the things.
Yes. Yes. My hope is that one day insurance companies and Eli Lilly and all of them will catch up to the rest of us. But
right.
Until then, we do what we have to do.
Cool. That's right. We do all the things.
Yes.
And that's why we talk about grocery lists, because guys, this life is only changes until you pass. So like you're going to have to eat every day. You're going to have to go to the store. These things do not change.
Yeah.
So we've learned over 9 years of experience, 5 years of experience that like you still have to be mindful and you still have to think about these things.
Yeah. And I think that we make it a lot more difficult in our head than it actually is.
Yeah.
And I think if you get into a routine of sitting down and like, okay, I need to go grocery shopping this week. Okay. I'm going to set aside 20 minutes where I can build my list and I feel good about that, whether that's digital, on paper, you know, on paper, regular paper. I like doing a handwritten list. Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but that's just who I am. And so I feel more in control mm-hmm. of my journey because I now have this list of all the food that I'm going to allow into the house.
Yeah.
And then I know exactly what is coming in, what I'm actually eating. And you can look at it. Okay, this was the grocery list from last week. What do I still have? Okay, well, maybe I don't buy yogurt every week. Maybe mm-hmm. I buy like one every 2 weeks.
There just you in go. Case. Yeah, maybe not as many sliced cheeses.
Yeah,
you know,
let's not buy six packs.
Sometimes I even buy too much of grapes. Some grapes go bad.
Yeah,
because I've bought too big of a bag.
Yeah,
like it could be that simple.
Yep.
And then I was gonna ask you. So when you do this, how good do you feel afterwards?
Oh, I feel great because I know that I can go into my fridge and like get the things that are good for me, the things that I need. Like I can see a plan.
Yeah.
And so I don't feel as
a little chaotic.
Yeah. Because when I don't have a list and I'm just buying things off, you know, okay, chicken nuggets sound good. Like,
right.
You know, mm-hmm. like I actually did buy some chicken nuggets
she because
it's easier for me to make them into a salad because I get the salad kits. Because again, it's just me. There's nobody eating leftovers in my house mm-mm. except for me. So it's easy for me,
yeah.
you know, especially nights I'm like, I'm not feeling it. Like, throw some chicken nuggets in the air fryer, throw together a salad mix.
I was going to say, you should talk about that more because that's really easy way of getting protein and a full meal in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, yeah. guys, you can do that with grilled chicken. You can do that with the bear chicken. That's what I've done.
That's what I like.
Yeah, I've done the bear chicken in salads and in rice. So, like, you can do a lot of fucking things.
You can. I really like to just, like, and sometimes I'll just throw them in the air fryer and I just have the chicken.
Same.
Because it's like, I don't want anything else.
Yeah.
I just want the chicken, guys.
Right. And if I already have my ranch made.
And I think that's the same with, like, the chicken salad. I pre-make it. It's there. If I'm hungry, I can eat it. It's a good source of protein. And then I feel good about me and my journey because I've now taken the effort to like prepare for the week. And this is not like a you have to do it on Sunday thing. Mm-mm. Like this is I literally in my brain go from like, say, Tuesday to Tuesday. That's how I do my grocery shopping. That's how I think about it. And so knowing that I'm good for the week makes me feel more in control.
Yeah.
And less like, oh, I'm going to go to the store and like splurge on all these things. Or I'm going to go through a drive-thru because I know I don't have food at the house. Or everything I have is frozen. Like,
been there lots of times.
Yes.
And there's two things I want to bring up. One is Katie's trick. So Katie, our best friend and assistant, she tells people this all the time, even at her work. Like, if you have to just buy it or pre-chopped, fucking just do it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love me some shredded carrots. Do you think I'm going to be fucking cutting up carrots? Not happening. So it's like, I love my carrots like that. I like my snap peas like that. I love it when they do the peppers already. Like, if you can afford it and you don't want to cut, then fucking do it. Mm-hmm. Buy the pre-cut shit.
Yeah.
It is worth your time and mm-hmm. your health. If we, and I know I've done this, so I'm not saying that I'm any perfect at all. I have literally been like, I'm not going to chop, so I'm not going to eat.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I totally have done that. And I wish I just would have bought the chop stuff because I was like, oh, that would have took 10 minutes mm-hmm. if I just would have done it. But now I'm sitting here mad at myself that I don't want to get up and chop. Mm-hmm. I'm not eating the protein that I should be eating now.
Yeah.
And now I'm just sitting here annoyed mm-hmm. when if I just took the extra, what is it, like say 4 bags, maybe an extra couple dollars each bag mm-hmm. now, and then I wouldn't be frustrated.
Yeah.
And I would the talk about food in my head would have been gone because mm-hmm. I would have already been in action making my food, mm-hmm. eating my food.
Been done
with it.
Yeah. It's either like, are you going to eat it if you have to do it yourself? No. Then buy it pre-done. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that if, mm-mm. like Mel said, you can afford it. Like,
just do it. It's worth everything because I know by my own experience and watching Kelly go through it, sometimes we feel like we're out of control, mm-hmm. right? And we feel like everything in our life is out of control. It could be work, kids, fucking just our personal life. Mm-hmm. It's funny because somehow not all three could ever be fine. There's no. always like...
There's always one off kilter. You
know, there's always one.
Yeah.
So what I have told myself, hey, you know what I can control? Because I like to control things. I'm a control freak.
No.
No, huh? Is the fact of like, guess what? You know what I can control is that fucking grocery list. Mm-hmm. I can control what's going in my body. Mm-hmm. So I go down to minimalist stuff. I'm mm-hmm. like, I can control these things at least mm-hmm. because what the fuck my family's doing over here. Mm-hmm. Can't control any of that. Don't even want to be a part of it, but it's mm-hmm. affecting me. Mm-hmm. You know, work's going crazy. It's like, oh my God, I feel out of sorts. Mm-hmm. But if I at least know I went to the store, got the things that I need, and I can come home and I don't have to worry, that's one less stressor off. And then yeah. I feel somewhat in control because I was like, I come home, I'm like, oh, you know what's in control? This house right now. Yep. Because I made sure it is filled with what I need. Mm-hmm. It's about you. And it's okay for it to be about you. Mm-hmm. Because for so long, even I wouldn't eat the same things every day because I had an Eric that would be like, why do you do that? That's so weird. That's dumb. I don't understand. Right? It's fucking annoying. So don't do that to yourself. I want you guys to like just at least control something when things are out of control. And that is what you put in your body.
Yeah.
Just well, bottom and line.
I mean, bariatric surgery is all about, you know, the pillars.
Yeah.
And one of the major pillars is protein/food.
Yep.
So come up with a plan that works for you because grocery stores are a thing. Like, you have to do it.
Yeah, they're not going anywhere.
Like, either you're ordering, you're picking it up, or you're going into the store.
Yep.
Chances are that's not going away.
Nope.
So if you have a plan, I feel like that's an easy one to like, okay, I'm going to really focus in on what I'm buying at the grocery store.
I think so, especially yeah. during this holiday season where everything is chaos. Mm-hmm. Like, me and you can look all over the place mm-hmm. and just point it and see it. And if we can just be like, okay, but you know what? I know what I'm eating today.
I know what I'm eating this week. Yay! It is already in the house. It is done. I don't have to think about it until next week. Good.
It's the best fucking feeling, guys.
Yeah.
It really is.
I do like grocery shopping, honestly.
Do you?
I like grocery shopping. I like going in and like figuring out what I'm going to eat and okay, what are some, like, you know, now that I'm rediscovering like cooking and stuff like that, like it's been a lot of fun of like trying to come up with new recipes. Nice. And like I'll see things on like reels or whatever. And I'm like, ooh, that would be mm-hmm. fun to make. Like fucking dumpling soup is getting me right now. It is on everything for me. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Dumpling soup?
I mean, dumplings are delicious.
Oh, yeah. And there's like an easy way to make it. It's like you do, what is it? Like chicken broth. And then you do like some soy sauce and some water. And then you like barely cover the dumplings and then you cover it with the pot and like cooks it all mm-hmm. and then you put some other stuff in it and like I'm telling you, I've seen them over and over and over again. I don't know what happened.
One and a thousand came at you.
I didn't even like it.
You did.
I didn't save it or like it or anything, and then it just kept popping up, and so now I really want dumpling soup.
Yep, it works. See,
but there's nowhere in our town that has dumpling soup like that, so that no. I know of.
We have to go to Clackamas.
Yeah, probably. That, and then I saw this other one that it's like you know those like little individual ceramic dishes that I have that have the lids.
Oh yeah,
Harry Potter ones. Okay, so it was in that.
Oh,
it was in a little one, and they layered zucchini, and then I want to say it was like prosciutto, and then it was a cheese on top, and then it was like they layered it,
okay.
And then they just like put the lid on and put it in the oven. And then when it came out, I was like, oh my God, that looks amazing.
You're like, son of a bitch.
I would eat that.
Yeah.
So it's like figuring out like that's really simple.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about it, like, cause you can get pre-cut zucchini.
Yep.
And the prosciutto and then the cheese. And you like, that's simple.
It's super simple and healthy.
And it's very healthy.
And tasty.
So I saw another one where it was broccoli and Alfredo sauce, something like that. And then you like bake it and it gets all like crusty with cheese. And then, yeah, it was
very nice.
So I've seen all these new things and I'm like, okay, let's break it down. Is this possible?
Right. And That's always a thing.
Is it simple to make? Like, ultimately, is it simple to make? And half the time, yeah, it is.
It really is. And with our chicken salad, it came from Kristen Willard.
Yeah, her cookbook.
Her cookbook, The Dietitian. So, like, it's interesting. You can just pick up little. Mm-hmm. And really, you need, like, four or five just, like, really quick, easy things to have around. And then you feel so much more comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why I like the taco soup. It's super simple.
Yeah.
Like, and you literally sear the meat. Throw everything in the pot and then just let it go for like 6 hours.
I love it.
Like, so simple. So go to the grocery store, get healthy food.
That's right.
Get things you actually eat.
And I know Kelly's going to have journal prompts that go to this
every
week goes to the episode. Those are on rsleevelifepodcast.com. Those are free journal prompts. Just got to put in your email and then you can get yourself going on those. Don't forget, this is JBY time. JBYawards.com. Nominations are complete. That's what I'm doing this week, is going through all of the nominations and see who the top five are.
Yes.
I'm very excited to find out.
I'm excited to see who's in the top five.
I took a little peeksy and I saw names that I don't even know. And I'm like,
awesome.
Yes.
That's what we want.
That is like me and Kelly's favorite, by the way, is when we see people we've never heard of. We're like,
yeah, and to see all these people nominating them.
Yep. Like,
that's really cool.
It's so fucking cool.
I can't wait. And we have, what, 20... categories?
No, it is 23.
23?
23.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. We got to add, well, we thought we were adding an extra one in, but we already had it. It was a GLP one.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That's correct.
Yeah. So we only added the Sadie/DS. And so that one actually made it be 23.
Yes, because we had 22. That's right.
That's okay. Pretty crazy. So,
23 categories. 23 categories. Five top people in this category.
And you guys that don't know, part of the top five, how to get there, is you can only be in two categories.
Yes.
So say if you nominated, we're not supposed to be part of the awards, but say if you put Kelly down for like five different categories, she's only going to get the top two that she received.
Correct.
And those other categories will go away.
Yes.
So we want to like make sure everyone knows that that's how we get so many different people in here. It's really cool.
Yeah. We changed that from the first year.
Yes, we did.
We had repeat winners.
Hey, you guys are awesome people.
Awesome. Amazing. You totally deserve it.
You totally
do. But we want more names.
But we also want to meet more people. So don't forget to get your tickets. It's only $150. You're going to get a live stream for free. You get a digital bag for free. You get a swag bag in person for free. You get catering, a dance, and
a drink
and a DJ, and then us.
Yes.
All of that comes with.
And you get to walk the pink carpet.
Isn't that crazy? And photos. You get your own pictures on the pink carpet because we're doing two separate stations.
We are.
One just for photos and then one for the actual pink carpet interview.
Yes. Live from the pink carpet is happening again this year. And then all for people who cannot make it to the show, we will have the free live stream thanks to SABP, Surgical Associates of Bayonet Point. They paid for the live stream so that we can make it free for you guys.
So cool. So, I love them.
I do too. All right. I think I need to go to the grocery store because I'm realizing I did not buy anything. I was so I'll be making a list and going to the grocery
there
store.
There you go.
Probably doing a drive up. So all love of it. The things, guys. All right. We love you guys and we will see you
next time. Bye. Hey, guys, we hope you love the episode just as much as we did. So go over to YouTube, hit subscribe and that little bell, and see our lovely faces every Tuesday.
And we are also available on all social media platforms, and we would love for you to stop by and say hi.
Thank you so much for listening.
See you next Tuesday.